Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Osiris.
Hey now, what the motherfucking hell is going on? It is your friend, Karina Reichman. I hope I'm your friend. Am I your friend by now? Oh, yeah. And I'm here once again, joined by my pal, together in the same room for the first time in over a month, Isaac Sloan. What's up, my friend? How's it going?
It's really good. You've been in all of these crazy places and thinking about like when you left for, I don't even know, like, where have you been?
Dude, straight up, where have I been? I have that same feeling. I'm like, where the fuck, how the fuck, why? All of the questions. I have been
on tour,
on
quarantined
vacation
in Woodstock,
yeah,
on vacation.
Let's trace this back. Let's trace this back for one second, just for my own sanity. Okay, so first, it was June. Then, immediately, I went to Cape Cod for a moment, then went to Marco's in Woodstock to rehearse for a Relic session, then went from Woodstock to the city. I spent one night in the city and played a Relic session with Marco Benevento, then to Bonnaroo, then to Follow the Arrow up in upstate New York, then to Rochester, where, oh yes, I think this is breaking news, I got the COVID. I got the COVID. Marco got the COVID. Adam November got the COVID. Jeff the lighting guy got the COVID. We all came down with it. So then I spent the next 6 days up in Woodstock, New York, quarantining with Marco Benevento and Katie Benevento, his beautiful wife, where, not gonna lie to you, we had a great time. And then went right from there to Peach Fest. And then right from Peach Fest to the Hamptons, where my dear friend Shelly threw a party on the beach featuring Jennifer Hartswick, Nick Casarino, The Revivalists, and yours truly. And when I say me truly, I got up there and played Gimme Shelter. It was me, David Shaw from The Revivalists, Andrew Campanelli from The Revivalists on the drums, Nick Casarino on guitar, and Jen Hartswick on vocals. And that was my contribution for the night, but I had a great time. And then I went to the Great South Bay Music Festival. And then I played with Mo in Seaside Heights, New Jersey. And now I'm back.
When you walked in the apartment today, you kind of had a glow of, yeah, I don't know what I just went through, but what's going on?
I'm glad we traced it back. I'm glad we traced
it back. Because, yeah, I mean, that's quite a summer thus far.
Dude, it feels crazy. Yeah. I'm like, wow, where the fuck? I'm glad we got that out of the way.
You know, I, for whatever reason, while you were talking, was thinking about the episode we did where we recapped the fish shows at Madison Square Garden this April. And I also don't think the listeners know that something got screwed up with my end of the recording. And we were trying to figure out, because it was like this recap of the fish shows at the garden. It was like, oh, this is an exciting episode. And I had your side of the recording.
Yeah.
And just tried to have a conversation with you without knowing what you were about to say or what the context was.
And so my voice was just talking out of the computer speakers or whatever, and you were trying to answer a pre-recorded conversation with
yes.
me.
Yes.
That's like the headiest shit you can do, man. That is just unbelievable.
I think this is all to say that I'm just glad to be sitting down and about to, you know, get into some music bulletin news as well as some of our own sort of musings on things.
You and me both. It's great to be home. It's great to be here and it's great to be anywhere, but it's really great to be here. I will tell you that much. And yeah, it's fun to do an IRL pod.
Totally.
Because we've all been everywhere. And we have all seen some shit. So it's pretty great. Fucking we're here, you know, early to middle of July, I would say, yeah. right? That's where we're at. July flies by, man. For me, in the blink of an eye. I you know, you got to seize these sort of summer moments and summer live music, outdoors, the sheds, the vibe, especially in the jam band world. I really think there's something very special about it, maybe because tie-dye looks so good in the sunlight.
Well, no, I know what you mean, and we're doing this in real life right now, but also this Friday we're gonna go see a band called Vansire at a venue called Elsewhere, and then on Saturday we're gonna see the Dead and Company tour closer together at City Field,
dude.
And then next week starts a run for me of 9 consecutive nights in a row of live music.
Christ almighty.
Starting with 2 nights of Fish at the Man, 5 nights of Widespread Panic at the Beacon, and then 2 nights of Fish at Jones Beach. And so, yes, I agree. There is something about seeing live music in the summer. I don't think I'm going to see any live music in August. I think that will be enough. I will feel maybe it's Jackson Browne show.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
But that right there is a pretty extravagant. It's a feast.
It's a feast, and it's really wildly exciting. And yes, we will be at those fish shows together. I will see also a few Panic shows with you, and I will also go to, you know, Fish in Hartford and Fish at Jones Beach, blah blah blah. It's a plethora of riches here, just unbelievable. But over the weekend I went to the Great South Bay Music Festival in Patchogue, New York, Isaac, which is in Long Island.
Yeah.
And it was a time and a half. You know, I saw this band Baked Shrimp for the first time. Baked Shrimp is a 3-piece. I love 3-pieces. They already got me with that. And honestly, you know, young jam band on the scene, had heard plenty about them and never seen them, was delighted to actually lay my eyes on them. They sounded fucking great. I was really taken aback. So shout out to Big Shrimp. Secondly, I saw Galactic, Stanton Moore's 50th birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Stanton. You are the backbeat of New Orleans. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Johnny Vodakovich and you, I mean, it's fucking Stanton. You can't go wrong.
Completely.
And then Mo, which I will talk about some more because I was lucky enough to open for Mo the very following day in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, down at the Jersey Shore. But then J-Rad played a wonderful 2-hour set on Saturday night at the Great South Bay Music Festival. That was super, super fun. Opened it with Scarlet. They played Fire later in the night. Really fun. Brown-Eyed Women. We got Cold Rain and Snow. Quite a few really nasty, ripping versions of these tunes and really well thought out segues and good shit happening. Very stoked on all of it. So that was fun. And then, yes, the very next day, I would be remiss to not mention opening for my pals in Mo in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, baby. And man, when we think of the Jersey Shore, you think of a lot of things, right? You got Snooki. Remember Snooki?
Yes, sure.
J-Wow.
Grandma J-Wow? I think J-Wow is a grandma.
I think J-Wow was on the Jersey Shore and was a total yes. Guido, right? Shout out to the Guidos and the grandmas. We love you here on Inappropriate Happiness. No, it was definitely some Jersey Shore vibes. You know, we got like, you know, women in the bathroom at Jimbo's Bar and Grill, bleached blonde hair, you know, a bedazzled cross between enormous titties, wrangling four young boys, just screaming. It was like some wild shit. Just like everything was balls out. Everything's bigger at the Jersey Shore, you know what I'm saying? We got candy apples, we got funnel cakes, we got women with fucking hairspray as far as the day is long. Shit was absolutely happening. And I had a great time opening for Mo. The music was great too. Mo, I'd like to give a profound shout out to these guys, because for those of you who don't know, when you're an opening band, you are never sharing the headliner's gear. Just about never, I would say, especially for a band of Mo's size. It's wildly unheard of. You're always either, you know, the promoter will get you backline on occasion, meaning you tell them what gear you need and it just shows up and it's part of the promoter's expenses, or you're forced to bring your own stuff. So in the case of yours truly, that looks like a drum kit, a bass amp, and a guitar amp. Very simple setup, right? But Mo, bless their hearts, said, "Karina, you can play our shit." So my drummer Chris was playing Vinny Amico's drum kit, my guitar player Adam November was playing Al Schneer's guitar amp, and I was going through Rob's bass amp, which really was a thrill. And 10 years ago, young Karina would have been like, "Holy fucking shit, you telling me I get to play through Rob's bass amp?" And I'll tell you, even 10 years into the future, Karina from then was stoked. So it was really, really fun. Great time at the beach. Band sounded great. They played Light Up or Leave Me Alone, which was cool. And they played Cross-Eyed and Painless. Those are, you know, the covers that they played. They also played plenty of Rip and Arribula, originals.
Rip and Arribulas.
Arribulas, because I'm thinking of two things. This is why that was a Freudian slip, Isaac. One, because they played Rebubula, a great Mo song. Two, I would like to shout out, total non sequitur, the new nebula that these motherfuckers found.
Oh, the new nebula.
It's called the motherfucking Karina Nebula, okay? With the C, with the C. But I am all in for the Karina Nebula and all the nebulas that they are now photographing with the James Webb telescope. It's some NASA shit. It is the most advanced thing that they have come up with for photographing outer space. Holy shit, have you seen this? Have you heard
I
about
have.
This?
No, I'm surprised you and I haven't talked about it yet.
Dude,
I
these have nebulas seen are so next level.
Completely. And it looks like the cover of Phish's 2009 studio album, Joy.
And, you know, it just goes to remind you, we're troubled by, you know, shit in our petulant, stupid little lives when we got the Karina Nebula out there.
Completely. That's a good
point. You fucking kidding me? Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So, shout out to Rebubula and shout out to the nebulas. The Renebulas are absolutely out here these days. So anyway, that's what we got on the Mo shows and my week in live music. But man, I'm wildly excited for Dead & Co, Vansire, Phish Tour, Widespread Panic Tour. Where do we even begin for our fellow listeners? I mean, Phish is coming in hot, guys. They're coming in hot. You know we got to talk about it. It's about to go off. Summer tour.
Absolutely. I think we can start there.
Right?
Yeah. Phish starts on Thursday, July 14th, Woo! At Mansfield, Massachusetts, for two nights. And then they're heading to Maine. And, you know, it's on from there. And I think there is a lot to get excited about. I mean, Phish in the summer is a whole other animal. And I think they will be playing some songs from their album Farmhouse. Twist, Sand, maybe a Heavy Things.
You feeling that?
I think listeners can expect a few songs from the Farmhouse
album. I feel like you're absolutely correct. And it's good to give people a heads up on things like that.
You know, just if you're just trying to like brush up on the lyrics, like woo, wouldn't twist around.
That those would be
check
good
out
ones.
The Farmhouse album.
Totally. And then there's something called Mama Sing Sing.
Mama what you Sing got, Sing, what you got Jabu.
You should probably learn that one too.
And I mean, I love the Mann Music Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
It's a great way to kick it off for us, you and I personally. Mm-hmm, obviously, definitely. The band will have a few shows under their belt by then. And lucky for everyone, this is a great, we can call it a COVID positive.
Yes.
And I don't mean that you're going to be COVID positive, but it is a COVID positive that Phish and so many bands, but really, let's talk about Phish, are streaming every single show. So if you find yourself not at a Phish show, you can pretend that you are in the Carina Nebula and you are on your couch getting absolutely next level lit.
Interstellar.
To a Heavy Things.
Enjoying it through the telescope.
100%. Mama Sing Sing.
And the band also announced that they'll be returning to Mexico next February for yet another installation of their destination weekend.
You see, does it ever stop? No, they never stop. You never stop. We never stop. It's part of life. Embrace it while it's still happening, people.
It's like the waves of the ocean.
It really, it's like the waves. It's like the nebulas. They just are, they're perpetual. And we're too lucky to be existing in the same time as this rock band that we just can't stop seeing. So it's fantastic news. They're, what are they calling them? Alumni codes for people who are alumni for the Phish Mexico events. So I got an email being like, yo, you're an alumni.
You got the code.
I got the code, baby. Oh, yeah. So shout out to the alumni who have the discount code or whatever it is. And Isaac and I have done the Phish Mexico thing a few times.
Shout out to the alumni.
Shout out to the newbies and the alumni. It's all fantastic. Let me tell you, it's a great thing to do if you like to spend quality time with other people who like Phish with your toes in the sand and all you can eat and drink. I mean,
it's definitely very
people
cool
like that.
Thing. It's a cool thing.
It's a great thing. We are definitely fans of the all-inclusive thing here at Inappropriate Happiness. So enjoy people. It's fantastic. And yes, we have widespread panic to look forward to here in New York. We call it Yankee Panic.
You know, the first time I saw Mo, they played Space Wrangler by Widespread Panic. Ugh. And I was like, I don't even know what's going on right now, because I knew the song to be a Widespread Panic song. And I was like 13 years old. And I was like, what?
That's kind of strange, actually.
It was like a debut. I don't think they even did it again. They just like played it once at Terminal 5 in 2009.
I mean, isn't that sort of like if the Disco Biscuits played Rebubula?
It would be kind of like that.
Like, a little different, but not that different, right?
Well, there was a time when the Biscuits were playing in Illinois and Umphrey's were playing in Philadelphia. So they were playing each other's hometowns. And sure. The Biscuits played in the kitchen.
Okay. Okay.
And Umphrey's played Home Again. I think that's right. So they covered each other's songs, wow. Which I think is a cool thing. But this was like no orchestrated,
sure,
ceremonial thing. They were just like, Space Wrangler is a great tune and we should play it, which I really respect.
Hats off. I mean, we love all these bands. It's
totally.
Just fantastic.
No, it's good to show respect for your fellow
jammers.
Weirdos.
Fellow lunatics. It's very exciting. It's
the Beacon at the Beacon, the Allman Brothers sort of invented that. Yeah, right? That's, amongst 100%. Other bands that played there, but they became sort of synonymous with the Beacon residency. And this is the second time Panic's doing it for these 5 nights. I went to the last one in 2020, right before things changed, and really just had, I look back on those 5 shows and just felt really dialed in with the band on another level.
Like the Carina Nebula, baby.
Like
Sorry.
The Carina Nebula.
Keep bringing it back. No, it's really exciting. And there's, it's obviously, well, there's a lot of things to say here. But, in regards to the Allman Brothers sort of legacy and tradition at the Beacon Theater, nothing like, I find that the Allman Brothers are a great gateway drug to a widespread motherfucking panic,
I think that's right, yeah. No.
And for all intents and purposes, but I mean, you're going to hear ripping guitar solos and soulful motherfucking crooning, and it's all going to be under the greatest roof that Manhattan has to offer. One of them. But man, not to be too emphatic, but we love the Beacon Theater here. It is so fun, and like 5 nights, of a band that you just adore playing there is so sick. Of course, the Allman Brothers used to do 10 nights, but that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. Guys.
Well, they like to go for the no repeats thing, sure. Right? The Allman Brothers,
they were repeating all the time.
Quite a lot of songs.
Oh, dude, it was Blind Willie McTell every single night, baby.
No, I think you could orchestrate it so you went to the same set list night every, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like it would be like, but I love that. I mean, hey, look, those songs, I would hear to be back at the Beacon hearing those songs again, man.
I could
play the same song the whole show, I'd be down.
Right. I mean, they kept me coming back for more.
Playing Southbound.
No reason, but I was there
for it. 7 times in the first set and 10 times in the second set. Twice in the encore.
Just a couple Blind Willie McTells and a couple Walk-On Gilded Splinters, and I'm good to go, you know? I totally get it. But, man, if Panic could just, like, you know, 10 shows.
It's
all good, guys.
That would be
overwhelming
for me, I think. Because with the Almonds, I didn't feel the need to go to every show, but I think if Panic did it, I would be there every night.
You think you'd be there every night?
Yeah. You went to every night of the Almonds.
100%.
At least one year, I remember you didn't miss a single show.
100%. No, and if I missed a show, it was a calamity for a few years there, for sure. But no, I would go to all 10. Went to all 10 for a few years there, for sure.
Yeah.
And that was important to me.
Yeah.
Had to be there.
Well, just to take it back to the Jersey Shore.
Talk to me.
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band announced their U.S. dates today.
Best segue ever.
That was pretty good, right?
Fucking nasty, nasty segue. Oh, my God.
And they are starting in Tampa on February 1st and taking it across the country and ending at least the shows that have been announced thus far in Newark, New Jersey on April 14th. And man,
for our fellow listeners, no one here is more excited for Bruce Tour than Isaac Sloan.
I mean, we kind of covered this when he announced the European dates, but like this spread of dates is wildly exciting.
It bears repeating.
And just to talk about setlist construction a little bit. Springsteen has a very vast catalog and likes to pull out covers at random, a la Mo playing Space Wrangler. It's a little bit different. He typically will play like 7 Nights to Rock or something like that.
Sure, which is terrific.
Although I'd love to see him play Space Wrangler.
Oh, this is a good game. Okay, Springsteen has to cover one Widespread Panic song. What is it?
It has to be Space Wrangler.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a good dream.
You know, like Jimmy Fallon does like a good Springsteen impression, like amongst other, you know what I mean? Like
100%.
We need somebody to recreate what that would sound like.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean.
But, you know, Springsteen setlist construction, just back to this point, he'll usually start the tour playing it a little bit safe. But then at some point in the show, he gets a little bit sort of, I don't know if it's bored with the routine or comfortable enough or maybe a mixture of both. And he'll just break out all kinds of stuff, and there'll be a show that really just sends everything into the Carina Nebula.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, all bets are off. I mean, he went out in 2016 playing The River in full, double album, and a pretty standard selection of encore songs. And by the end of the tour, he completely threw that model out the window and was playing some of the longest shows of his career, starting with, you know, New York City Serenade and ending with Jersey Girl, and, you know, really just switching it up and playing off the cuff. And he was the first person that I saw as a performer who called an audible.
Sure.
You know, and was like, let's just play this or let's not play that, like on the fly. And you could watch him communicate that with a really giant band on stage and delve into the next moment with so much energy. And I mean, I could just spend an hour talking about him as a performer, but
sure,
I'm just curious to see what it's going to be like after this break. He did the Broadway show, and that, I mean, really held him to a kind of form. And, you know, I just think it'll be great to see him with the full band in arenas, just going for it.
100%. And with the depth of his catalog,
yeah,
to be able to pull from some of the greatest records ever recorded and command a band of that size, stature, magnitude on the fly, you know, and pick and choose what you're doing, like a DJ reading the room, you know, and obviously more impactful than that, it's fucking Bruce Springsteen, you know.
No, but it had, like, I think he's inspired by, like, the disc jockey, like, you know, radio, and, like, how do you create a vibe?
100%. And that's a thing, obviously, you know, so many performers strive to do and never hone in on and master the way he has in his, what, near 40-year career? How long is his
Completely.
Career?
Yeah.
It's absolutely unprecedentedly, you know, the magnitude of this man and his work is, it could never be overstated.
And he's not touring behind an album. Like,
right.
It's just an E Street Band tour.
He's just out here gonna
World
fucking
tour.
Also, for the record, putting all these two set jam bands to shame
Completely.
And playing 3.5 hours, no break, sheer commitment to the vibe.
No, he used to play two set shows and just scrap that because he
right.
was just like, let's just keep playing.
Couldn't stop playing.
Can't stop playing.
Couldn't stop playing. And that is, you know, if there are any musicians listening, you know that playing for 3 hours in
yeah,
a row
no.
is a wild undertaking, takes everything out of you, especially when you're fucking, you know, running around the stage and singing your heart out and being literally the boss. So it's a pretty amazing thing. I hope to hit this New York show and this Brooklyn show, you know, very, very exciting. He's playing absolutely everywhere, basically, or across the United States, right?
Yeah, it's lacking the West Coast, so we'll see what happens with that. There have been some rumors circulating of a desert trip style festival at the Coachella site that he might headline. I don't know. That is a complete rumor.
Rumor.
I regret not going to that desert trip thing. I feel like that was made for me, and I screwed that one up.
Man, you would have really liked that, right?
I probably would have really
so
liked
we,
that.
So what was that? That was Neil Young and the Stones
and
The Who.
And Paul McCartney and Roger Waters.
I mean, I would have loved that myself. That's
totally.
Just fantastic.
And I sometimes will see someone with a desert hat, like a baseball cap,
yeah,
at a show, and I'm like, you're cool. That's cred.
You tip your hat. It
yeah.
doesn't say desert trip to that guy's
right?
hat.
Yeah, that says desert trip.
Yeah. Your hat just says something pedestrian like
yeah.
drive-by truckers.
Yeah.
Oh. Love those guys. Shout out those
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, shout out to them.
I, last year or 2 years ago, dog days of the pandemic, right? I played many a backyard party, right, for people who reached out to me and said, hey, Karina, how much would it take for you to play in my backyard for me and 25 of my friends? And I quoted them a number. They said, fuck yeah, let's do it, right? But there were one or two at one gentleman's house that stick out in my mind. And I say this because, you know, especially at the time, I feel like my band had maybe, or me, whatever, I had like 4 singles out, right? Very far from a Springsteen catalog, or very far from any sort of a catalog. I'm 4 singles Regman over here, right? And so I play, and they're like, oh yeah, could you play for 2 hours? I'm like, yeah, I could play for 2 hours, you know. So, you know, diving deep on released shit, covers, you name it, right? I play for 2.5 hours, 4 singles Regman over here, right? And at these things, there's no separation between you and the crowd because it's a backyard shindig, right? So I remember getting off stage, you know, drained of all the music I know between me and my bandmates and whatever, and getting off there and then being like, play more, play more, play more. And I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know if we have any more in the tank, you know? And we would, like, get back up there, play a little more, 3 hours, right? Get off stage, play more, play more, play more. And there's nobody to, you know, there was no shielding me from that. And I felt bad, but I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't think my band, which was very much in its infancy at the time, had anything more to give. So then got back up there, just improvised for another 30 minutes. 3.5 hours have gone by. And I'm then...
You're just like coming up with bass lines
literally
in someone's backyard.
Digging so deep.
Off the spot.
These people are partying their asses off and they are good to go. Obviously, like I should have realized, like they can go all night. And then, but I'm thinking to myself, and then I said out loud to the guy like who put the thing on, I'm like, man, I'm really sorry, but you said 2 hours, which was all right, you know, whatever. But what do I look like, Springsteen? You know?
Totally.
And this was also conveniently in the great state of New Jersey. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sure that went over well.
Yeah, totally. So they laughed and they, you know, I'm sure they would have listened to me play all night.
Well, he has like a segment of, I think he's referring to a lot of other older tunes, but there's a segment of his catalog that's super inspired by this. He calls Fraternity Rock.
Oh my God.
Which is tunes like Louie Louie, which when you get to the end of a show and people are partying like a fraternity,
right,
or there's a fraternity vibe, you can just play Louie Louie for as long as you want and everyone will just sing along and,
right,
and go for it.
That's so smart. And yeah. I should have just played Louie Louie for another 4 hours and they would have been stoked. Like, really, that was the vibe. Or like, yeah, Hang On Sloopy, right? That's
totally
like the exact vibe there.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, Sherry Darling and some of those songs in the, sure, Springsteen catalog, like occupy that space where it's like, hey, 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 what you say? Like, you know, people will just
totally
get down with going for another chorus of that.
Maybe a little Wild Thing even by
totally
the track. Like any of it. Oh, really regret not digging deep enough for that one. But that just popped in my head, you know, because, and, you know, that made me realize there was no set break. You know, we were just playing through, playing through, playing through, playing more, playing more, playing more. Holy shit. Springsteen, we salute you because you are the benchmark of somebody who does that effortlessly and with grace and set lists that are composed and also off the cuff, you know? That,
yep,
just really, he's not called the boss for nothing. So very excited for a Springsteen tour. And it begins in Tampa, you say?
Yeah, it begins in Florida, which I think he's begun his tours there in the past. But, you know, just some notable dates. February 7th, he's playing Hollywood, Florida at the Hard Rock, where I saw the Stones last November. It's a very small room.
Very
That'll
cool.
be an intimate show. And another intimate show will be Mohegan Sun in Connecticut on March 12th. I'm going to try to make that one. I mean, that would be cool to see him in a room of that size.
And you can play a little blackjack.
Play
before
a little blackjack.
Or after the show.
You know, obviously, Philly, there's Seattle and Denver, Colorado. And then, yes, Madison Square Garden, April Fool's Day. Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. Two nights at the new Belmont Park.
Very cool.
UBS Arena. That's, I think, the only two-night stand thus far. You can imagine he's probably going to add some second nights in a couple of these markets.
Sure.
And then, yes, closing it out in his home state of Newark, New Jersey, before hopping across the pond to play some shows for the rabid Bruce fans worldwide.
Dude, unbelievable. Bruce, we salute you. We can't wait. Really, Isaac can't wait. I'll tell you that much.
It's coming up.
It's
I'm very excited.
It's going to happen. Well, that's just terrific.
Speaking of marathon shows.
Tell me.
Brooklyn Comes Alive has announced their 2022 lineup. This will take place at the Brooklyn Mirage on September 17th in Brooklyn, New York. And will feature Soundtribe Sector 9, STS 9, Medeski, Martin, and Wood, playing together for the first time in a minute.
Very much a minute. Very much a minute. This
Lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
And a new group called Cool Cool Cool.
Boom, baby. And Cool 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 features members of Turquoise, ex-members of Turquoise, getting back on the horse, doing their own thing. It makes my heart swell with incredible joy to see those guys keeping it going, doing, you know, the next phase of their lives, because they are all monster players and monstrously nice people, and I love them.
This is a really nice bill.
I couldn't agree more, Isaac, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You know what really is complicated for me? I'll tell you right now. Soundtribe Sector 9, great fucking band. STS 9, Soundtribe.
All the same band.
Do not ever call them Tribe. And I'm seeing people online call them Tribe.
Ooh, Tribe.
And it very much disgruntles me, and you know why.
That refers to a different group.
And
entirely.
they are a Tribe Called Quest, R.I.P. Fife Dog, Q-Tip, you live on, and you are the fucking best MC. I love a Tribe Called Quest. And you see, Soundtribe Sector 9, there are many ways to refer to this band.
Totally. Too many.
Too many. So everybody online saying, oh, MMW and Tribe. MMW and Tribe. No, 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 no. MMW and Sound Tribe.
Correct.
Say it with me.
Totally.
Sound Tribe or STS-9. There's lots of things. Anyway, had to get that off my chest. It was really bothering me.
I think that's a good point.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
This is great. I played the event last year with my band. It was such a blast. And for those who don't know, Brooklyn Mirage, really a bizarre and spectacular in its own right place here in Brooklyn, New York. And it you feel like you're in Miami or Las Vegas or a combination of the two. It's very large. There are a million little tucked away VIP rooms, and there's like weird palm trees that are fake or something. Like it's a wild place. And I'm telling you, it's a great place to see Sound Tribe Sector 9. Definitely.
It's definitely that. Yeah.
We love it. Oh my God. Isaac, have we reached the end of our road here?
Yes, definitely. Maybe a long while. I guess this is no Bruce Springsteen concert of a podcast.
Dude, it's a notable Springsteen concert.
It is a notable Springsteen concert.
I think it's fantastic. Oh my God, this has been a wild treat. We would like to shout out our friend, our co-conspirator, Marlo Shankweiler. She's
yo.
Here. Dude, she said that was a resounding yo from our producer here in the flesh with us. It's a rare thing. What do you got, Marlo? She's literally here. We'll see you on Fish Tour, 100%. And
we'll see you at Panic.
Oh, dude, it's all happening. It's literally
all
happening.
I'm going to see you at Jackson Browne at some point this summer. I'm going to go see that guy.
Dude.
Got to get back to that guy.
And never forget Dead and Company tour closer on Saturday, Isaac. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. Shout out to our Osiris Familia. You know we're talking about RJB. Oh, my God. I would be remiss to say, Isaac, continuing the vibe of this being the Bruce Springsteen show of Inappropriate Happiness, my dear friend Freakbase is going on tour, and he has recorded a message for us and for you. Check this motherfucker out on tour. He is a slamming band. It is so next level. He is a monster on the bass, and without further ado, I'll let him tell you all about it. Freakbase, tell the people how you feel.
Hey, it is Freakbase, and we are heading back out on the road. Freakbase and the Bump Assembly featuring Sammy Garrett. Starting Friday, July 22nd, Youngstown, Ohio at the Westside Bowl. Then we head out west, July 28th, Fort Collins, Colorado at 8:30 North. July 29th, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, Schmiggity's. July 30th, Denver, Colorado, New Conscious. Then that next week, August 4th, we are in New Mexico at the Four Corners Jam Festival. August 5th, at Pagosa Springs, Colorado, Motel SoCo. And at the end of August, we just found out I am doing a solo set at Sacred Rose Music Festival in Illinois. So you can always find me on the road or find me at twitch.tv/freakbase, live streaming the funk all the time. Hope to see you at a show or hope to see you at Twitch sometime soon.
Amazing. So, so fun. Please go see Freakbase. He is a modern marvel. It is going to be so next level out there on tour. So shout out to you, Freakbase. And shout out to RJB. He is the maestro. He is the main man here at Osiris. We love him. Shout out to Brian Brinkman. He really brings us together here as a unit. All our dudes. We love the Osiris Network. Thank you for listening, all of our people out here. And, you know, fucking A, be good to each other. Blast off to the Carina Nebula. Blast off to the first 7 Springsteen records in the Carina Nebula. I'd like to see somebody just go, you know.
And blast off to some Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, thank you. Come on. Tribe is Tribe. Sound Tribe is Sound Tribe, y'all. May this be a lesson to all you out there. You guys be good. I love you. Isaac loves you. Great rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Osiris.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh, yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar, and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.